You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll learn about the music coming out of Wisconsin's lumber camps in the 19th and early 20th centuries.
First, as antibiotic resistance becomes an increasing problem, the hunt for new antibiotics and other disease-fighting agents is on the rise. Among the top places to look, the world of fungi.
Now, new research from UW-Madison, Northwestern University, and the biotech company Intact Genomics is giving scientists a faster way to discover new compounds from molds.
The new technology is called FAC-MS. Recently, it helped to identify 17 new natural products from three diverse fungal species, a huge success rate compared with other methods.
Nancy Keller joins us now. She's a professor of medical microbiology and immunology and bacteriology at UW-Madison and is a part of the team working on this new technology. Nancy, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
Well, Nancy, first of all, why are fungi such a great place to look for new chemicals, new disease-fighting compounds?
They're good organisms to look at because it's part of their lifestyle. It's sort of what they do. You know how these days people say, oh, why does the dog bark? And they say, because that's what they do. Well, why do fungi make these compounds? It's what they do to protect themselves. So I think the easiest way to look at it is fungi live in a mix with all sorts of other microorganisms, other fungi, bacteria, insects, parasites, and they have to find a way to secure their niche. So they have evolved a lot of chemicals that are useful in protecting themselves from these other organisms or even killing the other organisms.
I know we're at the scouting stage now, but what kind of potential do researchers like you see in fungi as a source for potential new disease-fighting agents?
Vast. It's huge. If you look at the genome of the types of fungi that make these molecules, you can see that they might have upwards to even 70 different genetic units, each of which that could possibly make a new chemical that could be useful in some sort of therapy or antimicrobial use.
And I want to get our term straight a little bit here. What are fungi? Are they kind of the same thing as molds, for instance?
Yeah, molds are a type of fungus. I think molds refer to those fungi that we see growing on our food or showers. It's just the, I'd say, the public term for a fungus that grows sort of in a tubular branching fashion and then produces a lot of spores. And to us, if you see it growing, let's say, on your orange, it just looks like fuzzy growth.
And am I wrong, just thinking about the potential here, didn't penicillin come from a kind of mold?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that illustrates what I was saying in the very beginning when you started asking me why are fungi such a great place. So penicillin was accidentally found by Alexander Fleming, oh boy, about 100 years ago. Dr. Fleming was growing bacteria, looking for some useful qualities from bacteria, and this fungus, Penicillium, accidentally contaminated one of his bacterial plates, and he saw this big zone of inhibition where the fungus was killing the bacteria, and that zone of inhibition was the chemical penicillin.
And as I understand it, there have been some pretty significant challenges, though, in working with fungi and trying to get at some of these new chemicals and maybe disease-fighting compounds. For instance, you know, it's possible to rediscover penicillin, spend a lot of time, and at the end of the day, you've got penicillin again. So can you tell us about some of the challenges here?
Well, there's several challenges. One of them is we don't know what turns on these genetic units that make a molecule. So that's a problem. Sometimes we don't know what genes are inside the fungus, although we're starting to find that pretty easily now because it's getting cheaper and easier to sequence the genome. Another problem is even if we can find a fungus and we're able to sequence and see the genes, it's not necessarily easy to work with that particular fungus. So some fungi are amenable to technologies that will allow us to get to these chemicals readily, and others, it's very difficult to work with fungi, certain fungi.
Talking to Nancy Keller from the Department of Bacteriology at UW-Madison about the hunt for potential new medications, useful compounds from the world of fungus. And there's new technology, Nancy, and I want to get into that. FAC-MS, that's how I'm reading it. I don't know if there's a clever shorthand way to say it. What is it, and how is it helping?
Sure. We call it FAC, mass spec. FAC stands for Fungal Artificial Chromosome. And MS is mass spectrometry. What really this technology is that we developed, I and my collaborators, is we found a way to place those genetic units that produce these chemicals that we want. We've been able to place them in a vector that can be easily put in a model fungus that's easy to work with. And so these FACs, or fungal artificial chromosomes, we put into a fungus that's easy to work with. This fungus is called Aspergillus nigellans. And then we can grow up Aspergillus nigellans that has these FACs, which will contain the DNA units from other fungi. And we grow it up, and we then take the extracts of that fungus and analyze it using mass spectrometry to identify new compounds.
And this new method, this is so far, it's a lot faster. How come?
Oh, it's much faster because, okay, we're able to clone all of the genetic units within one single fungus and screen them very rapidly. So, for instance, maybe a fungus might have might have about 50 genetic units, each one of them making a specific chemical. Traditionally, to try to find a chemical from one of those units, you could only work at one unit at a time. So if you have a fungus that has 50 units, it might take you 1 year for each unit. So there we go, 50 years. This FAC-MS technology allows us to gather the information of all 50 units at one time and make a library of those 50 units and then start looking at the products of those 50 units in a short time frame. So maybe scan through those 50 units in 1 year as compared to looking at a single unit in 1 year.
And then as you scan those units more quickly and you're finding a bunch of these connections here, what would be next? To take a substance you find in the genetic makeup of it and start researching it for potential medical uses?
Yes, that's one of them. We're interested in examining these compounds for antimicrobial properties. Just as you said, I think in the very beginning of our presentation here, we're seeing a lot of bacteria and some pathogenic fungi that are gaining resistance to the drugs we use to try to control them. So we're very interested in finding new chemicals that can control the diseases caused by these microbes. Other examples are finding chemicals that will control cancer development.
Some good prospects on the horizon. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Nancy Keller is a professor of medical microbiology at UW-Madison. She worked with Northwestern University and the biotech company Intact Genomics to develop faster technology to find potentially disease-fighting chemicals from the world of fungus.